This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I guess you've experienced conflict of one kind or another at home or at work. You know how it happens? Something is said perhaps in the heat of the moment and other words exchanged, and what you've got then are hurt feelings and a few raised voices. Now, it happens probably every day in many situations, even in the church. And Christians are supposed to be people of peace, but really sometimes Christians have not got on together in a harmonious way because real life is about disagreements sometimes. And have you noticed that whenever you find yourself in a situation like that, you want to react and assert your own position? And you might think, I'm not letting that person run over me. I'm going to win this argument and I'm going to come out on top. It reminds me of that classic conversation between Lady Astor and Winston Churchill. And it's recorded that Lady Astor said to him, and they weren't getting on, she said, "If I were your wife, I'd poison your coffee." To which Churchill said, "If I were your husband, I'd drink it." Now, we might laugh at that exchange, but it proves the point that we love to quarrel and win that argument at times when we're being attacked. And it opens up this topic of peace, and today and tomorrow I want to just look at this because Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount these words. He said, "How happy are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God." And I'm reading from Matthew 5, verse 9. In the times when Jesus was on earth, these were radical words, in fact, almost unbelievable, because the Jewish people were struggling under the domination of Rome, and the ordinary Jew wanted a fight to get rid of that attack of Rome in their society. They wanted Rome punished for the cruelty. And so they prayed that God would send in a mighty military Messiah who would lead them to conquest. History actually records that King Herod had at one time killed 3,000 Jews at a Passover celebration. Pilate, he wasn't much better. So how could Jesus say, "Blessed are the peacemakers"? It just sounded at that time totally absurd. Our world, well, we've not seen much peace over the centuries. Over the past two millennia, there's been something like 15,000 known wars and more than 8,000 peace treaties that have been established and then broken. Do you know that in 1945, the United Nations had a motto, and that was, "To have succeeding generations free from the scourge of war." That's what they were on about. Well, actually, no generation has been free from this terrible cost of war. And unfortunately, today, conflict is all around us. But I think we need to look at ourselves and ask, well, am I a peace breaker? A peace breaker? Well, these are people who seem to go out of their way to break down relationships. They might enjoy having an argument. Do you know someone who loves to cause trouble? They have one opinion, that's their own, that they might argue with other people. They know how to attack people verbally and then to walk away from someone they've damaged because of the way they've spoken. So they're certainly not in the way of making peace. Do you know the Bible has some words for people like that? In Ephesians 4, it says, "Say only what is good and helpful to those you're talking to. What will give them a blessing? So don't cause the Holy Spirit sorrow by the way you live. Stop being mean, bad-tempered and angry. Quarrelling, harsh words and dislike of others should have no place in your lives." That's Ephesians 4, 29 to 31. Seems quite straightforward, isn't it? So they're words not of a peacemaker, but of a peace breaker. So maybe you felt the times when you've had every right to use harsh words and to make your point. But I think it's a bigger picture here. We need to examine our own hearts and think before we let fly. Back in 1983, the magazine called Psychology Today posed a rather interesting question. And the magazine asked readers, if you could push a button and eliminate any person with no repercussions to yourself, would you do it? And you know that 60% of the readers said yes. So it's a bit frightening. We live in a world where people want to put themselves first. So there's a question here. Are you a peacemaker or are you a peace breaker? Do you bring people together or do you pull them apart? So if you want to be a peacemaker, ask God to help you find solutions in the times of conflict. Heavenly Father, thank you that Jesus gave us those words, "Blessed are the peacemakers." May that be just what we want to be. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.